There's a well-known series of psukim in Parshat Nitzavim, on page number one of this handout. In the beginning of Perek Lamed, has the following rather majestic, on the one hand, and also a bit on the really descriptive side. This is upon the heels of the Brachas and Klalos that I mentioned in the previous parsha. Rishonim, by the way, note, Tesis Reed and other Rishonim as well, also the Mashmos of the Ramban, every Tochacha has to be accompanied by Divrei Nechama. You can't just go ahead and give Tochacha to Klal Yisrael and just essentially berate them and essentially Musar and the like without providing some Chizuk, without providing some Ita. That's the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara always has the klal. The Gemara says, "Small doche v'yom nekari." You can't just have small doche. You can't just go and be doche and lambast klal Yisrael without providing different nechama. So it's fascinating that of the two tochachas that we are familiar with, one is in the Bukosai. So there we have clearly different nechama. The Torah says at the end of the entire tochacha, the Bukosai is Zachar des Bisi Yaakov, Yavas Bisi Yitzchok. And the Torah also mentions there as well in that context that when you look in the Tachacha of Kisavo that we just read, we don't see Divrei Nechama. The Torah mentions Eilad Divrei Abris Hashem Tziva Hashem As Moshe the closest Bnei Yisrael Beretz Moav Milvad Abris Hashekar Asitam B'Chorev, and right before that the Torah tells us. That doesn't sound too Nechama-like. Now, there is no Nechama. So what is the nature of this? So the Rishonim point out that the two parashas are connected. Both Rishonim, the Anamasach and the Gila, and the Rishonim and the Chumash. And in Nitzavim, you have Baruch Hashem, Divrei Nechama. And now right here, you have the beginning of Divrei Nechama here in Perek Lamed. So once you will be subjected to bracha klala, we're in Golos. Golos, by the way, is the most dreaded of all the punishments. That's Yadua. That we see earlier already in the Pashas of Acharemas and Kedoshim. We have two Pashas that are consecutive, one upon the heels of the other. And there the Torah very clearly mentions that punishment of Golos. Both in the Parshas Haremos and Parshas Kedoshim. That's why there's a whole discussion among the Dora Poskim when those two Parshas are read separately as far as what the Haftorah is read, and it's a very famous, I spoke about this already a number of times, discussion among the Dora Poskim, and the Haftorah that's well known is the Haftorah of Amos, where the Navi speaks about Golos. We're going to be spread, we're going to be literally dispersed throughout the world, scattered. That's what the Sukkim here in the Chumash speak about as well. We're literally spread and dispersed and scattered. And what will happen? We will wake up and smell the coffee as a result of the brachas and klalos. And that's the next passage. And as a result, the moment we begin the initiative and the moment we return to Hashem, so we have the principle the Chazal tell us many, many times, especially in Chodesh Elul, that we take the initiative, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu undoubtedly will respond. Pisuli, Hashem says, open for me a Pesach Shalacha, and then it continues. B'shav Hashem Alokecha, Eshemusecha B'richamecha. B'shav Yikibetzel B'kol Ha'am, Asher Yidlis Hashem Alokecha Shalom. It will be a kibbutz Golios. And that, of course, is the undoing of that Golos, of the Esther Ponim. There'll be a Gilus Shrina, and then we have a dramatic description in the end. Nachom Itzi Hashemayim, Shomim Kabes Hashem Lokecha, Shomim Kolhecha, the Kibbutz Golios, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us there as well, which is the essentially the ultimate realization of that which is found in Tanakh from Reshit to Divrei Hayomim. And this pasuk is also very famous in Chazal. There are many, many halachos that are derived from this pasuk. Be Rishto, Be Itimcha, Be Hirbucha, Be Avosecha. Then we have also Divrei Nechama, and this Divrei Nechama is to be contrasted with that which is found in the Chukosa. There the Lashon, the Pasuk, in the Nechama is, O'oz yikonav devavam he'orel, that our uncircumcised heart will be nichna, will be rendered contrite. And here the Torah says, The contrast to the earlier Nechama, but this, of course, is a much more ideal Nechama. And the Ramban, at the bottom of this page, one of the most famous Rambans in Chumash, the Ramban comments on this and clearly is, shall we say, taken aback by the language of the circumcising of our heart, as opposed to the Sukkim of Chokosah that I mentioned a moment ago, Ozu Kadal of Bavam Ha'arel, that's the first step. But clearly, this is the ideal. An idyllic and optimal step that we hope to take. And the Ramban comments over here. The Gemara, Habol Atai, Nesayin also, says the Ramban, I'm reading part of it on the bottom. Mabtichacha, Shetoshem Ela, B'chol Avavcha, Hu Yazor Oscha. That's, of course, the Ramban's referring to that Gemara a second ago. A person who comes, Latayah, there's no question, he'll be certain to Siyata Tishmadi, even a small step. And then the Ramban develops a very massive thesis of his, which is found a number of times in Chumash, recurringly. Ramban says that Mizman Habriya, and the second line, Hoysa Rishus Biyat Ha'odam Vasus Kitzom Latzanika Rasha. Chira. That, of course, is the most fundamental doctrine that every Baruch Hashem, every one of us has to choose either in one direction or the other. The Chosman HaTorah came. Kedei She'iyalem Schus B'Chirasim B'Tov B'Onish B'Ritzosim B'Ra. However, the Ramban says, what is the ideal? That's not the ideal. The ideal is going to be Yimos HaMashiach, and the Torah is alluding here to Yimos HaMashiach. That there will be literally bechira only in one direction, and that bechira will be only the tzara tov. Of course, this is shitas Rabban. Rabban contends throughout the parashah of Torah that the ideal is to go back to the matzav of Adam Rishon Kolachet. Other Rishon Kolachet was this matzav that Rabban is describing here, and that will be the matzav Lasidabo, what he calls Milas Halev, circumcision of the heart. Not simply Ozi Kanal of Avam Ha'arel, but way beyond that, namely circumcision of the heart. That's what he explains to Rabban. That's the Mila that the Torah is referring to over here. A streetcar named Desire will no longer be there. Via Mila Haniskeriskan. Ki Achenda Bahataiva Orlo Lalev. That, of course, was the chet of Adam Rishon, the way many Rishonim interpret. And the pasuk says, "Vateru ha'isha kitov ha'isla nachol v'risavu hu le'inayim v'nechmer ha'isla askel v'atikach v'kuri v'atotal." That was the chet. The chet was the chenda and the taiva u'mol ha'lev shelo yachmer v'lo'isavim. That streetcar named Desire will no longer be there. V'yoshev ha'adam b'zman ha'ul ha'asher ha'yad konum chenda shalom ha'rishon. That's the ideal that the Ramban says we should strive for. Namely, what was the situation of other Rishon in Gan Eden Kadam Achet? It was exactly the way it's supposed to be. Moshe Prashti would say the gracious. And he indicates those Tzukim talk about Bitol Yetzahara, Basos Haleh Betivo, Maseo Haroi, and more or less the Ramban goes on to say that will be the ideal. And he cites Tzukim in the Cheskel and elsewhere to this effect. And he goes to Gemara Shabbos also. At that point, the Bechira will only be in one direction. So now we have the next series of Tzukim, which I underlined here, also on page one. And this is the subject of the famous Machlokes Ma'amar Rishonim Rishonim. The Torah then goes on after this very beautiful preamble. Now the Torah says, it seems everything is ideal. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavecha hayom lo niflesim nimchom lo rechokai. So of course the question is, what mitzvah is the Torah talking about? So if you have read the psukim that we just read, it would seem the Torah is describing Klal Yisrael coming back to Hashem and Mila Saleh, the way the Ramban just described, and we're going to hearken and listen to the Kol Hashem, and as a result there'll be tremendous bracha. And even the pasuk that precedes this, pasuk Yud, Kisishma b'kol Hashem alokecha lishmor mitzvosim b'kosav aksuv b'sefer haTorah azeh kisashuv al Hashem alokecha b'chol uva b'chol uchol hashecha. So if that's the case, what mitzvah are we talking about? Seemingly, absolutely not. B'chora. But you are correct, going to Ramban, as we'll see in a moment. But most we should learn the mitzvah azos as reference to the previous pasuk, which talks about observance of the Torah and mitzvahs and the like. That's the mitzvah that we are referring to. The Ramban says what you indicate. I assume that you came to that because of the way you read some of the psukim as well. You're undoubtedly correct. We'll see in a moment. כי המצווה הזאת שאנות ניצבו היום לא מפלסים מוכב לא רחוקה היא לא בשמי בי. And the point being is a very fundamental and fascinating point. Namely, life is not deterministic. I think there was a prime minister here, I believe the first one, Ben Gurion. He was a big chassid of Spinoza. So Spinoza was very into determinism. That was more or less his position. Everything is determined, predetermined, and there's no bechira whatsoever. I can speak about that at great length, but I won't. So clearly the Torah has indicated otherwise, that there is bechira, and bechira is critical. The Rambam inserted into Hilchos Teshuvah several prokim, deciding very conclusively that bechira is obviously something which is muchrach. Without bechira, there's no schar v'onesh. Without bechira, there's no point to the entire enterprise. What are we doing? So here the pasuk says, "Ki hamitzvah hazos is not difficult. It's not bechokah lo b'shamayim hi leimro miyad lo b'shamayim lo b'yikachel lo b'yashmein osam v'naseno." Means this mitzvah, whatever mitzvah is, whether it's the acquisition of Torah, Torah is not beyond every single Jew. Each one can acquire Torah in accordance with his particular kochos and the like. As the Ran writes in the Dor, Ran Daches points out that the obligation, even though the Gemara says that the Yotzik Tamil Torah, Kriyash Mashach Zarabis, however, everyone should learn Kafik Kocho. And Kafik Kocho, there are many interpretations of that statement in the Rad, but Kafik Kocho means in accordance with your intellectual quotient, in accordance with all the other factors that come into your life. So whatever mitzvah the Torah is talking about, whether it's Limud HaTorah or the mitzvah of Tshuva, as we'll see in a moment in the Ramban, no one can indicate it's beyond me, it's inaccessible, I don't have any connection with it, but rather, Kikar B'lech Adom V'Me'ov B'Tichol V'Vav Chol HaSosos. So now take a look at the Ramban in the middle over here.
I would see that took in a reference to the Limud HaTorah, not the Chaim HaTorah.
Because again, I would agree with you. It could be, obviously, you cannot live a life of Torah without Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is a prerequisite for a life of Torah. Person, as the Mishnah writes in Jirki Abbas, which indicates clearly, Lam Aretz Chassid. One cannot be observant if one doesn't have knowledge of Torah. Knowledge of Torah is critical. You take a look at Balatayim and the Kuntres and Talmud Torah. That Kuntres is fantastic beyond fantastic. The only person who actually decided, for whatever reason, he wrote a Shulchan Aruch, which is a Dalach and Shulchan Aruch, has a Kuntres of Talmud Torah, which is marvelous, beyond marvelous. It doesn't need my imprimatur, my skoma. But in the course of that, he's mechadish, that the Tzvei Dinim in Talmud Torah, I don't think he was a brisket, he was a Chabad Chosid. And the Tzvei Dinim in Talmud Torah, number one, that a person has to learn, and number two, a person has to have yeda, you have to have knowledge of Torah. Without knowledge of Torah, you can't move ahead. You want to perform mitzvahs, you want to do so optimally and ideally, and the more a person is ma'ayin into a mitzvah, matter of the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnah and Makos, that the last, sometimes, I think often this is said, Rambam is a famous statement there at the end of Pirush HaMishnah and Makos. Every person, says the Rambam, should choose and select one mitzvah in which you have expertise beyond all the other mitzvahs. I mean, halavai should be done in kol Torah kula. But the Rambam says that one mitzvah, that's what you should choose. Here will enter mitzvahs lezakos is Israel. And with that mitzvah, of course, you perform that optimally and ideally, with the whole protev, with the dukeh, down to all the minutia. So you're right. From the psukim, they don't really necessarily see the necessity. It speaks about kisishma, b'kol Hashem alokecha, lishma, mitzvosa, b'kutosa, so put it back. Some are presupposes limud. That's the assumption that I think is made by all Rishonim. The Rambam, by the way, learns that the Amitzah is also verse of Talmud Torah. Most Rishonim learn like that. Take a look at the Parshat Amikra. But the Ramban has a chiddush, which I'm going to read right now. Ramban says in Pasuk Beis, the Tam Mishavta Hashem Elokecha, Mishamata Mikol Ocha Shalach Mitzavta Yamata Vanecha. Says the Ramban, She Toshuv El Hashem Elokecha Bechol Levav Kol Kol Nafshecha, and with the Kabbalah Vanecha Vyalvanecha Daros and Lasos Chashalach Mitzavta Yom. And he calls Psukim, the Ramban, and then the Ramban continues. And now I want to just turn to the Ramban on the next page, on page number two, where the Ramban comments and specifically, Ki Amitzvah Azos. So he quotes Rashi. Rashi says, Ki Amitzvah Azos, Akola Torah Kula. That's how Rashi and the Ramban, no, but we shouldn't learn like that. But the Ramban says, but nothing, just one second. Ki Akola Torah, the Ramban says, that's what it says. Kola Mitzvah Shanech Mitzvah Yom. There are Psukim like that throughout Sefer Dvarim. Avol haMitzvah Azos. The Torah is now apparently accentuating one particular mitzvah. Ki haMitzvah Azos, a particular mitzvah. ala tshuva and his keres. That's what it was mentioned over here. Ki vashirosu levavecha, v'shavta Hashem alokecha, that's what you're referring to. I still know the psukim. So the Ramban says, the mitzvah sheyitzav also in the last askein, v'nembe v'loshan abenuni, limos v'atochot, ki osu v'adav v'liyoskein. That's the Gemara says, the Sanhedrin, the Rabbi calls it the tshuva, that asidin Yisrael lasu tshuva. Because the Machlokes is tamayim in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Rechelik about this, but the Rambam writes clearly, u'krahitzicha Torah, she'am Yisrael asidin lasu tshuva. By the time he goes on to say, give me any dafah, just 1 second more, yato v'yaram and tuch haloshim v'ashem lasu v'ashem lasu v'ashem lasu Tshuva is not beyond our capacity. Irrespective of geographic locus, irrespective of the zeitgeist, and the Ramban has a bit of a smach to his position. The last pasuk, beficha ubelvam chalas also. What is that? Says the Ramban. Here you have a remesh. He is vadra sabayim as sabayim avesu befiem the din of vidui and bilvacha. Yeshua believed in Hashem. He kaplan hayom matar lasos of the darvas. As you see in the last pasuk, and in these two words, you see vidui and the ikar kiyum of tshuva, which of course is the kiyum shebaleiv. There's a very famous discussion in Chaschinoch and others. The Rambam, when he counts the mitzvah tshuva, counts the mitzvah as vidui. And so right away, the entire world jumps on the Rambam. Vidui. What about all the components of tshuva, akar sached, nicharata, kabbalah labo, which the Rambam mentions also in the tshuva, but in Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, the tshuva, and the other kashya, which is there often asked, the Gemara says in Kedusha, the famous Gemara, Hareya Mekudeshes, Amanasha, Nitzani, Doma, Venikra, Venitza, Rasha. So the Gemara says, Mekudeshes. Why? The Gemara says, Shema here, tshuva, believe, a person makes a Kedusha, Bitznai. And the Tznai is, you are Mekudeshes to me, he tells the woman, Amanasha, Nitzani, Doma, I'm a great tzaddik. And then it turns out he's not so ay, but into Russia, the Kedushin is chal. Why? Because the fact that he made such a statement, even though the Kedushin was hinging on this tonight, he's a tzaddik gomer, it turned out to be a Russia, so it seemed like the Kedushin should be batel, because that's not locha, the Mishnah is a Kedushin, that the person is not the kind of tonight, the Kedushin is batel, the Mekach is Mekach tos, assuming it hinges on it tonight. But here, the Gemara says, Shem, here a true believer. That's why the Shulchan writes the locha, that the Messiah Kedushin should tell the Edom right before the actual Maisa Kedushin, they should be Mahar B'tshuva. A number of times I've been Maisa Kedushin, and there were two Gedolei Yisrael who were Edom in front of me. So I was very hesitant on telling these two Gedolei Yisrael to be Mahar B'tshuva. I did. As they named Shalom. And one of them told me that he was quite impressed the fact that I told him, he's one of the Gedolei Adon. Anyway, that I told him to be Mahar B'tshuva. So he says he has a lot to be Mahar B'tshuva. I don't think so. But whatever the case is, I just mentioned that because the Gemara then says that the Kedushin is Chach. Now, the Machlokes are Rishayin, the Kedushin is Chach and Sobe, Chach and Jaras Vadai. That's a famous Machlokes are Rishayin, but the Kashin and Chaskin of S, and that Gemara is a famous Kashin. Namely, what's going on here? Shema, Hira, Tshuva, Maliba? And that's sufficient? We know there are all these elements that are, as we just mentioned, Hakar Sachet, and Kabbalah Labor, and Charota. Wow, what happened? So, of course, the answer is Tzvei Dinim. Everything is Tzvei Dinim. And that's the obvious answer to the discussion. Namely, in order to be Mafkia, the Shem Rosha in Gadra, what's sufficient? Hira Tshuva. So, Shema, Hira Tshuva, believe it. Once that Hira Tshuva took place, the Hafkar Shem Rosha in Gadra occurred. And as far as the Kedusha is concerned, the Kedusha is Chal. But, of course, the Derech Tshuva is a Derech Haruka Ma'ay. It requires all the components, all the elements that I mentioned. Okay, this is like a little introduction to the topic I'm going to talk about. Yes?
It's only if it's explicit, tshuva is explicit in that. The idea of tshuva is definitely in the time, it should be kadosh, it should be all things are supposed to be.
So many say, like, as Rabbi Weiss indicated correctly, there are many Rebbezim to tshuva, but here you really have a pretty
explicit
statement that's 100% correct. This is that, if you don't mind my suggesting, there's among the many beautiful svarim. So many. There's literally Ein Sof. We live in a dorm. I say Svarim Harvi Ein Kitz. That's why I figured I could publish also. I'm just part of that. I say Svarim Harvi Ein Kitz. So there's a sefer by the Mabit, the Beis Elokim. I'm going to refer to it momentarily. An absolutely gorgeous, fantastic, marvelous, phantasmagoric sefer. It has a number of yesodos, and one of them is the Shara Tshuva, which is good to learn if you have the time, I hope you do. Of course, first you should go through the entire Rambam, the Tshuva by heart, every single parent. But many have done that. And after that, you can then venture into other areas as well. So I want to now ask a very obvious question on this Ramban, and this is not my question, and so he asked those who study Musa Swaram and all of us should learn Musa Swaram. I'm just giving myself Musa if you don't mind. That's what I should do. Matter of fact, when I was in the Yeshiva in Itre, we have one of my Chaverim. So when I was in Itre, so there was a Musa saying this. What did I do? I used to learn Rambams. I learned Rambams. Rambams also Musa said. No? I think so. If you had these ideas. So the Yeshiva became very upset with me. He said, we know Musa Swaram, Chavis Al-Babas, the Rav Zatzal, Ram Litowitz, was a Mumche Godel. Not just in that same, but other Swaram as well. Mesias Shoshorim, Rantal. What's this Rambam business? That's what the Shiva asked me. So I told him, what? Elcha, save the Musa, go to Bizeh. And for its Kufa, I was learning more on the Buchim. Rambam, and so I just also Musa. Ein Lecha, save the Musa, go to Bizeh. One of the Buchim is fantastic Musa. Lefiyani was 90. It's more of a brisk kind of Musa, if you will, but that's also Musa. And okay, so the reason I'm now going to pose several questions, these questions are posed by one of the Dolly Ador. Specifically, a sefer called Or Yisrael Perfedora Itzla Petersburg. Itzla Petersburg was a phenomenal figure. There are a lot of stories between him and Abchai Briska. Now, he used to tell over in the Chumad Roshes that he gave a number of stories that Itzla tried to convince Abchai that there's something missing in Brisk called Musa. You guys have to learn Musa. So Abchai used to respond to him right away, okay, bring me a makor. You can't just say, you should learn Musa after the Lokas. So he quoted the Gemara Brachas, among the many Gemaras that he quoted that Rabbi White Shlita alluded to a few moments ago. But the Gemara he quoted was the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara says, the Olam Yarg is on the Yitzhak Tova Yitzhara. That's a famous Gemara, the first bear. In Nitzchah Muta, if you are able to conquer the Yitzhara, great. Be you love, then the Gemara has a whole series of prescriptions. And the last one is, Yaskilo Yemamisa. So you call Kriyashma and a few others. Yaskilo Yemamisa. That's what the Bali Musa say all the time. Shuv Yomechad Debisasra. You better get your act together because you never know what's going to be tomorrow. We'll see you on Shabbos. And anyway, so arrive fresh. That's what he told Yisrael, told Abchai Briska. So Abchai Briska, of course, was not sure of responding. And so he responded to Yisrael, the problem. So that's what Soloveitchik said. That, you know, when a person has a headache, so you take Advil, a Tylenol, an aspirin. Okay, if things get a bit worse, then you have to obviously have recourse to administration, to medical administration, which is considerably stronger, has greater impact. Actually, in my days, when I didn't feel well, so my mother would tell me I would have to take milk and magnesia. I'd rather go to yeshiva than take milk and magnesia. So that's why I always went to the yeshiva. And the Israel Chaim Briska, they have what they call castor oil. Oh, we have three doctors here. Anyway, so castor oil, so he said, Tanira, apparently by you, Rabbi Tzila, you need the real makor. You guys are holding by that madrega of castor oil. But me, Hashem, there's a sniffle here. Mechush Ba'alma over here, in Hilfe Shabbos, etc., etc. So we, Baruch Hashem, can suffice with aspirins and Advils. We don't need the, shall we say, the genuine, heavy kind of article. Okay, that's just so. Itzel Petersburg asks several kashas on this statement of the Ramban, which are, the Lefi Ani Yisdaiti, bomb kashas. If I can use such a term. That's a term someone here uses on me. So he tells me, Rabbi, I have a bomb kasha.
Which one of the Ramban?
The Ramban who says that the mitzvah here is tshuva. And then Ramban. Kasha number one. Look at the Ramban over here at the bottom of page number two. This is now of Isla. I'm citing page number two, bottom Ramban. The Ramban says in very base. Tshuva, he writes it along the base. This is a famous Ramban that this Ramban says to the Ramban of Kalb. And on this I heard probably at least 10 shurim of Drushas HaTshuva each 4 or 5 hours from Rav Soloveitchik to be Yashim, the steer of the two Rambans, which I'm not doing right now. Usually I don't have that number of hours. Anyway, Umayya Chubam, Shayaza Machoti Khetu, number one, Aziva Sakhet. Number two, Yasir Mimashavto. Wow. Even Hasara from your Mashoga. Three, the Yigma Baliba Shalaya Sero Chinema Yaza Rosha Darko. Four, the Snachim Al Shaoba. Notice the order here is different than the order in Parakal. That's what the Basalvezi commented on. Many asked the Kasha. The claim is a steer in the Rambam, as far as the Seder Advar. The truth is that the Yoni Shari Tshuva also asked the Kasha in his own way and has also the Yishuv. And there are other Yishuvim, at least 6 or 7 Yishuvim whose Kasha I'm familiar with. But anyway, the Rambam has the order. Azir Sached, number one. Asar Mashoka, number two. Kabbalah Lahabon, number three. Number four, Charota. So Charota comes at the end. That's a little strange. In the Perek Aleph, it's not that way. First, Akara Sached, then Charota, then Kabbalah Lahabon. That seems to be a more logical one trying to say there. Then the Rambam goes on. Wow, what a statement. And this statement, there's an entire literature. And this statement, what does this mean? That you should be able to take Hashem, Yodea Ta'lumas, as an aid, that you'll never come back to this chet, lo'ilam, you'll never be a recidivist. And he quotes the possible, and then you have to say, vidui, etc. So what do you see? There are ikrim to tshuva. The ikrim to tshuva are fairly obvious, as Yerushachem, Kabbalah, Labo, Charata. And yet, if you look at the parasha that the Ramban is citing, right here, look back at the psukim, ki ha-mitzvah azeh sasher adeichem mitzach v'ayayim, v'ficho v'varcho asay, so we don't have any reference to the ikriya tshuva that the Rabbi mentions very clearly. Charoto, azir esachet, so maybe one might argue it's included in bidui. I mean, one can hear force the matter. Kala misvade, vade mischare, again, perhaps azir esachet is included in bilvotcha, in the Kabbalah Belayim. But still, why does the Torah only mention bidui, Kabbalah Belayim? What happened to all the other elements? Question number one of Avitzlah Petit. Question number two, which is, I think is even more difficult, is the following. Kabbalah Labo, the Rambam says very clearly twice. Not even a hide or hair a reference to this idea. And Rabban himself, the Lashon of Rabban again on top of the page, the Kabbalah is Sheyashuv B'libu Mal Hashem, Yikabu Aleim Hayom HaTorah La'asos L'doros. A Kabbalah, a simple Kabbalah. What about all the elements? Thirdly, Rabbi Isla asks from the Pasuk, again, you look at the Pasuk, wow, tshuva is child's play. No problem. Kau la'asoto. Very easy. It's beficha ubevamcha. What's the difficulty? What? Anyone who knows that all of us know full well, again, I have to quote Rabbi Yisrael Salam, it's easier to go through shas, daf yomi, than change one midah of an individual. Ain shum suffix, that's 1,000% correct. I can testify to that. And you go finish it. So what is going on here? Daki at Shuba. Tichbada abodazo. Vayishu b'divei shoker. Don't tell me it's 1, 2, 3, child's play. Facile. It can be done in the most unencumbered kind of fashion. It's not true. Of course, there is one maskana to answer this kasha. This doesn't say what I'm saying. Well, there's one shooting. Namely, there are two types of tshuva. Tvei dinim and tshuva. Everything is tvei dinim. Everything is dialectic. If he had anxiety, now that Melch is a brisk, even in Bernstein's a brisk. That's what I discovered over the years. Anyway, so I saw that once we're learning, you're there with the rough, and we came across a shach. So I saw this, he says, how is it possible that the shach spilled the beans? This is our Chaim Taylor. So then he said, well, Maskana, the shach ain't going to boost me to learn. You also know a bit how to learn. And he preceded Rab Chaim. Could you imagine? Someone says, Rab Chaim's Chiddish. Before Rav Chaim said it. Imagine, and he was joking, Rabbi Weiss. So apparently there are two types of tshuva, and this is clearly the maskana that I want us to come to, and that's what I would like to discuss over here. There's one tshuva, that the tachas of that tshuva is clearly, I would even say, lakor esachet. We really have to, number one, ferret out the chet. Usually a chet that a person does, especially he does it again and again. The Gemara has a number of times in Shas. The Gemara mentions a very fascinating concept, which is so true, so emes. Namely, person does a chet once, and then a second time, and before you know it, it's not only not a chet, it's a mitzvah. Before it's a mitzvah, now it's a hibah mitzvah. I mean, that's what happens. In the course of time, a person, unfortunately and tragically, develops this kind of inclination in that direction. So, should be oikeh that chet. That's what the Rambam here is describing. Rambam is talking about in Perek Beis of Tshuva, he's talking about all the Ikri Tshuva that are very, I would say even the enormity of the Ikri Tshuva are something that requires enormous amount of introspection, and one has to go ahead and do all kinds of things and behavioral therapy, whatever, however you understand the derech, the methodology of doing Tshuva. The Chinuch, Kesedah writes, Torah, the Sefer HaChinuch, his favorite, line is Acharei Pula is the Pshachem Alavavus. He probably mentioned this tens of times. The Chinuch, many, many mitzvahs. I once went to the entire Sefer Chinuch with my father, Zatzal, and we learned the Chinuch among the many Sfarim that we used to learn. That was more or less with a gun to our head. Kaifun Asach Emeretzani was the Sefer Chinuch. And Kesedah, he writes this behavioral therapy concept, which is very endemic to the Sefer Chinuch. And it's true. Psychologists will tell you I never took a course in psychology in my life. But whatever the case is, it's clear that a person has to, and if you want to undo and you want to ferret out the shoroshim, the way the Ramban writes also, the Ramban also in Bashdik Savit, Sherish Perirosh Valanda. If the shoroshim are bitter, if the shoroshim are rotten, then wow, that requires enormous amount of effort to somehow be misaki no shoroshim. So he was talking about Zibasachem, Kabbalah Abba, and at the same time, the way the Ramban writes at the beginning of Perik Beis, the famous Ramban. Rambam says, how do you know that someone is not a recidivist? The answer is, Ba'iso Matzah, Ba'iso Isha, Ba'iso Makam, the famous Rambam, the beginning of Paragraph Al Ha'alef. And this is the Rambam Shita, and Ad Kedei Kach, where it's feathered out, it's exorcised to such an extent, where Shalom Yoshe L'Zachei De'elam Yodol Al Yedei Talumas. The Rambam Shem can testify, you're not going to come back to this death forever. Who else can issue such a testimony besides the Rambam Shem, besides Hashem Yisbarach, and Chavrata, and without these ikrim, there's no question, lo nekar achet. There's no way you can undo the chet. Rav Soloveitchik once said over, I'm sure the story is apocryphal. But he said over the context of another Ramban. Ramban, the pasuk was shorish parir rosh v'lano. Ramban says you have to examine the shoroshim. This is his passion. So the story he told with the Ramban. And the Rav didn't usually tell us. And then he said afterwards, the story is clearly apocryphal. Never happened. But anyway, he told the story anyway, in Yiddish. One of his Yiddish drushes, so he said over that the Rambam was constantly, as you know, the Rambam was the doctor of the Caliph, of the Sultan, and the Rambam spent a lot of time there. That we know from the letters of the Rambam. I don't know how the Rambam functioned. I don't know how he wrote anything that he wrote. He was busy all day dealing with the harem of the Sultan, Azeh Sheikh Rambam's claw. And he used to come home, he was exhausted, and he ate one meal a day, the Rambam writes. And then the only time he had time for the Jewish community was on Shabbos. That's it. Otherwise, he had no time for the Jewish community. So when did he write that which he wrote? Eidi Musa. I have absolutely no clue. Obviously, earlier maybe, or B'shoshin Aleihem B'Laila, something along those lines. So the Rambam had a machlokes with the attendants of the Caliph, of the Sultan. They argued that it's possible to change the nature of an animal. An animal, actually, their nature can be altered. We can train an animal and train them to the point where, I mean, we see a little bit, I guess, with monkeys, monkey see, monkey do. I used to spend a lot of time when I was a youngster. My father occupied us on Shabbos, and besides the learning that he occupied us with, but that was not sufficient. We would have self-imploded. So he used to take us one Shabbos to the Bronx Zoo, and one Shabbos to the Botanical Gardens to show us flora and fauna in the Botanical Gardens. And the Bronx Zoo, we essentially on a weekly basis, on a bi-weekly basis, twice a month, we went to the Bronx Zoo to be introduced to all the Chayos HaKedesh, let's call them. Even though there were a lot of Chayos HaKedesh in the Bronx where we live. So that's Bronx too. But anyway, this was a different type of experience. So the Rambam said, no, it's not possible. He disagreed with them. What are you talking about, you people? You cannot change, alter the nature of an animal, Efshar. So they went ahead and they decided they're going to train a cat. And they spent several years training the cat. And at one point, the Rambam was called to the court of the Caliph, of the Sultan, and they're going to show now the Nisui, and there's going to be a test. And this cat was dressed, wow, with a tuxedo. And the cat clearly was able to not just engage in all kinds of aristocratic behavior as a result of being taught and being trained, but the cat was really absolutely put on a show that was beyond belief. Splendor beyond splendor. And the Rambam apparently came with a little box in his hand, and no one knows that little box. And the Rambam was watching this and observing it, and seemed to get a kick out of the whole thing. Now, so Lazy told the story for a half hour. Yiddish. Amazing how he could tell a story in such a dramatic kind of fashion and in Yiddish, the boot. So, anyway, and when he finished, they said, no. They said, the Rambam book, and what we have, and this cat, maybe, apparently, this is what the Rambam said. He spoke four languages. I grew up in in the summers I used to go to Portland, Maine. There's a state called Maine. You would not know it, but anyway, so a state called Maine in the United States. There's something called the United States has many states. And about the northeastern corner of the state called Portland, Maine, I had my grandmother actually lived there, and my mother used to go there in the summer. We went there from the time we were little children, and this grandmother of mine who came from Vilna had a cow. You ask why did she? I'm not talking about people down south when they want to speak about a particular event that happens. Then I had a cow. That's an expression. She literally had a cow. And what was the cow doing? She was back in a holiday song called the name. There were very few fruit Jews there, and Ziyotaret Metiki in Yiddish. I thought the cow spoke Yiddish, but I was a little kid, 2 or 3 years old. The cow was named Bessie. Bessie Kumdo, Bessie Gegdotten. That's what she used to speak to the cow in Yiddish. She spoke to me in Yiddish too. But the cow as well, so he was one of the people around. Anyway, so the cow was obviously a pretty frum cow and the like. And okay, so the Rambam is there, and they ask the Rambam, okay, what do you have to say? The Rambam opens up the box. Out of the box comes a little mouse. And all of a sudden, the cat, goodbye tuxedo, goodbye everything. Zoom! The Rambam says, case closed, case dismissed. So here they spent several years training the cat. And clearly the Rambam was correct. Sherish Perosh Vilad. So there's one tshuva, which is requires Akira Sachet. That's what the Rambam is talking about in Perek Beis. The Rambam is talking about how challenging it is. Person is Shakua Bechet. And now he has to go through the same experience and somehow restrain himself, exercise self-control and self-discipline. That's what the Rambam speaks about here in Perek Beis. That's one kind of tshuva. What is Rambam talking about? Something else entirely. Rambam is talking about a tshuva where a person simply has to take upon himself a kapolah to change direction. You say, oh, from the Kotzka. They ask the Kotzka. The Kotzka, I think, asks him, how far is east or west? So they quoted a pasuk, Kirchig Mizrach Mimarov, Kirchig Mimarov is triangle. As far as east is from west, that's a Olam Lo, Minakotze Lakotze. So he said, no, you just have to turn around and face a different direction, and you're already essentially. You've begun the odyssey in the other direction. So this pasuk that Ramban is saying, I believe, is exactly talking about a second type of tshuva. Here you don't need charata, kabbalah, ba. Of course, that's the ideal of what does tshuva. One has to go through all those components. It's a wrenching kind of experience, one that's obviously has to be internalized in a most profound kind of way. But here, for this tshuva, the Ramban, that the Torah is telling us, what does Hashem want us to do? Simply, be mekabel upon ourselves a hachlata, we're going to change. And even if it's a minor change, even if it's something which is literally insignificant, but it's a change of kibun. And once a person has a change of kibun, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his wondrous chesed, is ready to be mekabel. And the truth is that the psukim themselves, I think, are very much mashma like that. That's why I read the psukim. If you look again at page number one, you can see that this is really, I believe, the intent of this series of often people who are all in tshuva, they told me they weren't going to do tshuva. But they realized what Yiddish guy with Yad is all about, impossible. I can't change my life. Impossible. There's no way I can do that. I speak here and there to individuals who literally underwent a massive change in their lives. And it took a long time. It's not something that happens overnight. If it's going to be something substantive and something serious, it has to be something which is really going to take an extended period of time. I'm taking those two words. V'ficha means a kabbalah b'peh. I'm simply going to accept upon myself. I'm going to try to change my life in small ways. I think I mentioned, I heard from Abdel Zol Shlita many times that often people think upon themselves kabbalahs that are just way beyond them. He mentioned that his Rebbe, Maran Harav Zatzal, Shomazam Roibach Zatzal, once told that never so, I was mekabel upon myself this Rosh Hashanah that I'm going to say the first bracha brichas hamazon bekabonim. Yeah, that's a din d'oraisa that you have to mitzvah tis kabona. So passing the second bracha that I'm kabona. First bracha. And another time he told that never so a particular halalukah. He's going to say that halalukah now with kabona. A halalukah. That never so was a mishneimim. Shouldn't the kabbalah be considerably more extended? The answer is no. We have to be mekabel upon ourselves, small kabbalas, and that's what the Torah is saying here. That's what he did. One, the Rambam in Perek Beis of Tshuva is talking about a tshuva by Kiras Hached with all of its components. And here, some the Torah is suggesting to us one simple kabbalah is not beyond anyone. Anyone is capable of doing this kabbalah. And I just want to show you that this yisod, I believe, is found elsewhere. If you look at page number 3, this is the base of the Kim of the Mabit. Mabit is the base of the Kim in the 12th parak. So it tells you, Achash in the Gorin, in the Tshuva, Ki Chavota, Vazir HaSachek, and it tells you, Einen HaFishar Mitzvahs. Tshuva is different than other kinds of mitzvahs. Sha'osech HaLaka Mitzvah, let's say I do partially a mitzvah. The mitzvah sits in the Dal Kadmes. I decide I'm going to have tzitzis in Gimel countries. I'm not mekayim the mitzvah b'chlal. And he goes on to describe that. That's the Mishnah Menachos. Dal tzitzis v'akmin zeh zeh. Ula matshuva, line number 5. Gam ki eina shlema, achetia b'charvata l'shova, v'aziv asachem osi. In kol zeh, charvata l'vav, v'li aziv asachem, mo'od tzas. Aziv asachem v'li charvata, mo'od tzas. It brings you rayas on achot, and other rayas as well. As he's saying over, the gemal v'gi yisod. And then if you look at the last two paragraphs, v'afilu v'hashavosu al-libo, loshu b'li kiyum shum chelek mishnei chelti ha-tshuva ha-frecheyim. Nothing of all the major components, but simply a kabbalah to do tshuva. Make your lord and elnish. He calls a ran. The drash saran, ato yisrael. Hashemayisul rabecha, hashova lalei loshu. Shabba, Hashem alokecha. That's the schar of hashova, and the banashol will give us unquestionably Siyat Mishmaya, there'll be Kibbutz Golios, just from that Kabbalah. So this answers Lufi HaNews 19, all the kashas of Israel Petersburg. We're talking about two different types of tshuva, one which is of a more profound nature, tshuva shlema, and one is the Pasha Nitzom, of a very simple nature. Just to be, to end, there's a Ramban in Pasha Vayelech, also found over here. So take a look on page number 2. The Torah says next week's Pasha. Also, a very well-known series of Tzukim with many difficulties. In the Torah, so Hail Hashem and Moshe, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're about to depart, and there's now a predicted element that Klal Yisrael is going to, unfortunately, come home. I said, this is on not. Acharei Elohim Nechaaretz Asher Ubashom Bekirbo, and as a result of Klal Yisrael departing, abandoning Hashem, he's going to abandon us as well. It's the Midrash Shem Lo Dibod Dimlo Vasavani Veferas Bitsi Hashakarat Itzal. And what will happen? The Rosh with his anger will be kindled. Bazati Bistardi Esther Pony Boyolecho will be consumed. And so Rose Rabbis and Soros. And after all that happens, usually, as I said earlier, we wake up and smell the coffee. And then we have the what seems to be a kind of at least hirhur of tshuva. And next pasuk is what compounds the felony. Every single Rishon. And every Achman ever wrote on Chumash, Esther Kasha. What's going on over here? There's a hero tshuva, and then Nochamal Esther Bodin. Okay, that needs a separate shir. Many shirim. The Alto Kisol Chemes Hashira Azot. So it's fascinating that what the Torah says here among the many items, when do we come to the recognition that something is amiss? When we, unfortunately, are subjected to the punishment of Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem will get angry, and he will abandon us. And what happens? The Omar. So there's one hero. That's a Hakara. That's a hero of Tshuva. I recognize the reason why Hashem is doing this because I unfortunately deviated from the path. So what should be? So Chazdei Hashem should now help us. And the Torah says, actually, I'll call our Asher also. What will Hashem do? Nochamol has to put. So the Ramban here says, Tzvei Dimon has to put. That's how the Ramban is the Asher, the two has to put. I'm not going to get into that right now, but the Ramban says that this is different than the has to put of the original has to put. The Hashem had literally rose, Rabbis, with Tzoros. We were engulfed with all kinds of Tzoros. There's no Rechamim. Now that we have some hirur, so the Ramban says this is no longer a hester of the Rachamim, but rather it's a hester pnei gula, whatever that means. And now if we add charota and all that which we have to do, then of course, clearly the Ribbon Shalom is going to accept our tshuva and mitzvah Hashem. So this is the chiddush of Pasha Nitzavah. It's possible for a person simply to be makabel upon himself. Of course, the ideal is to go through all the components of tshuva, but with a simple kabbalah, the Ribbon Shalom will be ready. All of us should be moving in that direction right now before Rosh Hashanah, that even though it's a Yom Din, but it's a Yom Din with Antokas Adin, Din Barachanim, as Ramban writes both in the Drasha, and it's Perish Alatera, and of course we have to be Mashem the Tshuva, but the hero Tshuva alone, even without the full regalia of Tshuva, is already something which Rav Hashem is going to accept, and the Eitz Hashem will give us all this Hashem, Mishnas Chayim V'Shalom, I'll learn about yourself. I'll make you the next one.
First time it says twice.